Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on your home for Cubs baseball, 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Let's hope there's Cubs baseball this summer. I saw today that Major League Baseball and the Players Association are going to bring in a federal mediator, I think is what they called it, to help deal with the lockout. So, I don't know, cross your fingers and knock on wood, rub your lucky rabbit's foot. I mean, Rob Manfred's the commissioner. But anyways, we're not talking about that. We're talking hoops now. And we just got done talking college hoops with the coach, Kevin Lehman. We're going to talk high school hoops now. Cedar Falls boys basketball coach Ryan Schultz, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach Schultz, great to have you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, your guys are putting together another great season. So let's just go back to your most recent game. Tuesday night, you get a home win against Lynn Marr, 58-53. Tell us how your guys got that job done.
Yeah, Lynn Marr came in and they got off to an 8-0 start, so it looked a little bleak at the beginning of the game, and they're a well-coached team, and they've got a lot of great players. So we were fortunate enough to start playing a little bit better partway through and got the W, and that's what it's all about this time of year. So very proud of our guys for their effort.
How about eight straight wins since a loss against Prairie on January 4th? As you look back over those eight games, Coach Schultz, is there any sort of theme, anything in particular that stuck out to you about your team's body of work throughout that streak?
Yeah, I think our defensive toughness has really come to the forefront over that stretch there. Guys really bought into stopping primary players from other teams and really taking some pride at getting down and defending. So we haven't had our best offensive stuff through that whole stretch. We played some pretty good basketball during that stretch at the offensive end, but our defense has really been what's kind of kept us afloat and allowed us to claw out and win some of those tough ones.
You know, Coach, I remember even before the season you were talking a lot about how the defensive end was going to be huge for this team's success. So as the season has gone along here and you guys have improved, I mean, is there something in particular, whether it be your help side, your transition defense, anything within it that you can tell us about that's really been a catalyst?
You know, I think it's just guys really putting it at the forefront of their mind. It's not one particular aspect of it. It's more of just a team effort. We've had some tremendous individual efforts. You know, Derek Woods has been a real defensive stopper, so I got to give him a little shout-out for his work. But guys are just really bought into that end of the floor right now and working hard. And that's really what's done it, just a team effort.
And with the postseason approaching, I mean, how do you go about, if at all, changing things up here? Are you getting the guys off their feet a little bit more? Are you maybe getting a little more detailed in terms of what you're putting on scouting reports to kind of get them mentally fit for what's to come in the postseason? I mean, what all does this entail this time of the year in terms of getting ready for the postseason?
Yeah, those are great points. You know, with the scouting, that doesn't change too much with how we operate, but you make a great point about we're very cognizant this time of year of mental and physical fatigue. It's a long season. It's a grind, and so we've shortened up our practices. We're still asking our kids to go hard when we're here and be intense with it, but we have shortened practices. And just trying to get kids off their feet and be aware of that and also just mentally get away from the game a little bit. So I think that's important, to have a little balance this time of year, and then we'll kind of get to the end of this and take a couple days off, and then we'll try to kind of recalibrate and get ourselves revved up for the postseason.
Cedar Falls boys basketball coach Ryan Schultz, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Tigers are 12-2 overall, 9-1 in the Mississippi division of the MVC. Just six games left in the regular season. Coach, Since we already kind of are into postseason talk just a little bit there with that coming off that last question I had for you, how different do you think in this era of high school basketball postseason play is? Because, you know, if you watch the NBA, it turns into a half-court game, but that's a different animal to me. You look at college basketball, maybe it slows down a little bit, but it seems like so many teams are running these open-flow offenses anymore. What's the state of the union, do you think, in terms of the differentiation, if at all, between regular season, high school basketball, and postseason basketball?
Yeah, I think you make a good point. I do think it slows down a little bit. It tends to in the postseason. It's a little more grinded out maybe, but it still depends on the team you're playing. The biggest change since I've been coaching is just the scouting and the access to film is a lot different these days than when I first started out, or even when I was assistant, back to when you'd have to go out on the road and mm-hmm. Figure out the schedules, and this assistant was going there and you were going somewhere else on a Tuesday night. It's all to be had on video now, and so I think the scouting's improved, and I think teams know each other a lot better than they used to. So that's one aspect that still kind of makes it for that grind. I think any little competitive edge or new stuff that you can bring to the table in the postseason can maybe give you a little bit of an edge headed in.
And for how many years now would you say it's been valuable to kind of keep some things in your back pocket for postseason play?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's key. That's one of the things we try to do is just a few different wrinkles at both ends of the floor. So we'll always change some things up going into the postseason from an offense perspective. Try to add a few things that we've been kind of slowly building throughout the season that we've kept in our back pocket on the defensive end too. And you just never know when you're going to need some of those things.
We were talking a lot of you and I Panther basketball in the previous segment on the show today, Coach Schultz, and you've got a future Panther that's just having an outstanding season. Your senior point guard, Trey Campbell, just shy of 26 points per game, about 5.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and incredible numbers in terms of shooting. 56 from the floor, 43 from behind the three-point line, and 88% at the line. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, but you're around Trey every day. So how about this? How about what stuck out to you in terms of watching Trey's game develop throughout this senior season? What have you seen take place in front of your eyes in terms of his body of work as a senior?
I think leadership comes to my mind at the start of it. He's a tremendous basketball player, always has been, but when you become the marked man on a team and then to continue to put up those types of numbers, it's even more impressive. He's going to be at the head of everybody's scouting report coming in. To do that with consistency and to be the great teammate and the great leader that he's been for our team over the years, but even more so this year as a senior, that's probably what impresses me about him the most. He's an extremely, extremely cerebral basketball player. Just understands everything from both ends of the floor. He's on top of every play and every scouting report from the other team. His court vision, just everything. I run out of positive things to say because there's just so many ways I can describe him positively, but he's just a tremendous asset to our basketball team, and I can't wait to see him in purple and gold.
Yeah, and neither can I, and I think I speak for a lot of listeners as well in saying that. Your junior, Dallas Bear, he's been really good this year too, and I remember talking to you before the season began about just how much experience he had to gain. You knew you had a really good talent in Dallas. Well, what can you tell us about what you've seen from him this season, and maybe more so for himself as a junior? What have you and the staff been challenging him with to raise his game?
Been challenging Dallas to learn to score at all three levels. Prior to this year, he was a little bit more of a standstill shooter. At the offensive end, and now he's really developed into a guy that he can post up, he can score in the mid-range, he can get out in transition. He's finding ways to create his own shot in different ways now. He's rebounding the basketball tremendously. And once again, his leadership has been tremendous. He loves the game. He's one of those kids that comes in and he just loves to be in practice. And that attitude and leadership is contagious, and I just think it's been tremendous to watch his development, and I expect big things, not only in the postseason this year, but headed into next year, too.
You mentioned Derek Woods earlier being a really good defensive stopper for the team. Tell us about any other role players that you feel like have really been in good form lately, and that you're going to need what they're bringing here down the stretch, Coach.
Yeah, it's really been everybody has contributed, from Aaron Brost, another senior, Derek Woods, as I mentioned. Cade Corbett is a tremendous athletic sophomore that we have that is our third leading scorer, I believe, right now. Real active player for us. Anthony Galvin is a freshman. He hit a huge three against Prairie the other night in the corner at the end of the game during our comeback. Carter Jewell, another senior. Jake Peters, Owen Denholm. It's just a lot of guys that are contributing to our success right now.
And this senior class, I mean, when you just think about, you know, what they've done for the program, I mean, what sticks out about this group?
Just like you said, you know, we've had some adversity. And so we lost Hunter Jacobson. We lost another player to a move. Mm-hmm. We have another player that would have been in our mix that we lost, Gavin Stege, to a knee injury. We lost four starters off last year's team. So to absorb all those things and the adversity and still find a way to get to where we're at, I think says a lot about our kids, all of our kids, but especially that senior class who has led us through to this point.
You got a Metro rivalry game tomorrow night. You got to take on Coach Carmichael and the Waterloo East Trojans. Never easy against Coach Carmichael, the brand of basketball that he brings forth. So what do you guys got to do to get a W?
Well, yeah, we have a ton of respect for Waterloo East and what Coach Carmichael's doing with his program. And they're playing well. They just had a nice win over Cedar Rapids Jefferson, who nicked us earlier in the year too. So, yeah, we've got to stop penetration. Their zone has been real effective too, so we've got to handle some of that switch up with their defenses. But I think really getting to a couple of their shooters and making sure that we're keeping them off the glass. They're a tremendous offensive rebounding team too.
Coach Schultz, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it, and we'll have to catch up again hopefully after you've racked up a few postseason wins, all right?
I hope so. Sounds great.